listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So, RJ, we start here on Straight Outta Vegas with what we saw last night on Hard Knocks on HBO. The Oakland Raiders have been the story of the offseason. Antonio Brown has been the story at Raiders camp. And on Hard Knocks, it all played out last night. Antonio Brown, the drama with the helmet, the recovery with the feet. That being said, what's the Vegas takeaway from your soon-to-be NFL franchise, the Raiders, so far?
Yeah, well, one thing, and I think we... Straight Out of Vegas had led the way with this take a year ago, literally a year ago. And the theory was that the Raiders were trying to bridge themselves to Vegas. Why? Because financially, Vegas was going to be so much better. So they hired Gruden. A lot of people, the people especially looking just on the football field, that's all they cared about. They said, wait a minute, you're paying this guy $10 million, someone called 10 sticks a year. Average coach in the NFL, what, $5 million these days? Does that sound right?
Yep. Sounds right.
Okay. So you could say you're paying double. You could also say you're paying $5 million more. Let's look at it that way, $5 million more. People like Colin Cowherd, right here on the Fox Sports Radio Network, wait a minute, this guy's not one of the best coaches anymore. It's not 2006. So, and a lot of people might question if Gruden was one of the best coaches then. Right, Super Bowls tend to wash away a lot of sins, a lot of bad losses. Look at the Giants. Imagine if they had lost those two Super Bowls. How different would the sense of that organization be? Right. So to me, Gruden was a big question mark on the field. I think he still is. But Hard Knocks has proven to us beyond a shadow of a doubt that when it comes to bridging to Vegas, couldn't have done better. And that $5 million is a borderline rounding error. It's kind of like, oh, wait a minute. We didn't move the decimal there. Yeah, but, you know, we don't go up from five. We go up from six. Okay, then. That covers the $5 million. Now, you might say, come on. Well, let's look at the stadium naming rights. Just one revenue stream. Currently, the Raiders naming rights in Oakland... 0.0, yep. I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure of that. If anyone's got it differently, let me know at RJ in Vegas on Twitter. I think it's zero. Now, it's $25 million a year. Now, Fezzik, a man of high finance, he has a mansion, he has a yacht, used to be a vice president. What was the name of the company?
Transamerica.
Oh, you say like, oh, yes, Transamerica, really. Brad, you ever hear of Transamerica?
I have, actually.
Why?
Because he mentions it.
Oh, okay. Okay, because your buddies are right. Okay. So, Fez, you're a man of high finance. When you heard the $25 million number, you said, wow, for the lifetime naming rights, that's probably a pretty good deal for the airline, Allegiant, I think.
Yep.
And then it's like, oh, no, it's every year.
I could not believe it was a perpetuity slash annuity. Wow.
And the deal... isn't in perpetuity, but the theory is when the deal is over, like you rent a house for a year, lease a house, at the end you've got the house still, right? So you lease it to the next guy. And if anything, naming rights are going to go up, right? Do we think the NFL is trending down in the next 20 years? Maybe in the next 50 or 100, you can talk about CTE and all that. So if anything, if I'm the Raiders and the choice was you can have 10 years, 250 mil for naming rights, or you can have... let's think about this then. It'd be four times as many. You can have 40 years for a billion. I'd take the 10 years. Now, as much as if they were going to pay me all the money now, fine. But if you're paying every year, in that 11th year, the naming rights go up. So wait a minute. If that delta from the current naming rights is 0.0 is actually 25 mil, you could have five Grudens with that extra 5 mil a year. And that's just one thing. And think about season tickets, luxury boxes, sponsorships, radio deals, TV deals. Now, you might say, well, what does that have to do with winning? Not a lot. But to me, this basic premise that football or any sport really that has a significant financial element, that all that matters is winning, I think winning is correlated to profitability, right? So if you look at the Spurs, whatever the Spurs are worth, if they hadn't won as much in the last 20-some years, they wouldn't be worth as much. Golden State right now in the NBA, again, is worth more than they were 5 or 6 years ago, more than the league has gone up, let's say, but they've gone up even more. Now, people might say, well, wait a minute. If it's all about Tim Duncan or it's all about Steph and Durant, how does that really affect the value of a brand 20 years from now? I think that's an interesting debate because on one hand, if winning is the result of institutional advantages, right? So you're in a big city like the Lakers are able to spend on free agency because their radio deal is so big. Now that makes the organization worth more. If you have a small market organization that tends just to win in a short term, and it's usually going to be about one or a handful of players or maybe a coach, how does that continue? When Popovich retires, and let's be candid, that core there of the current team that just makes the playoffs for the Spurs, it's hard to say that that's a young core, right? Fez, if I said over under Spurs wins from 3 years from now till 8 years from now. So 5 year span starting in 3 years. And let's say the average in the NBA is 41. Would you go over, over or under?
I'd go over.
Why? He was sure of the over. He has no idea why.
Well, when you have that brand and that history of winning, I think it carries forward.
Boy, that sounds... I mean, listen, I don't like to be critical of Fezzik, so I let the music be. So, Fez, winning begets winning. It's more the same. Maybe if you have the same people there, that even assumes that the winning was not just luck, because luck happens sometimes. But once all the people are gone, what? And the Spurs didn't get free agency. I mean, the only thing you could say is because the kids grew up watching the Spurs that are now 22 or 23.
Right.
Well, how are they doing with free agency?
Not good.
So as we get further and further away from the dynasty, it will get better.
Won't get
it's
better.
Be square. Well, listen,
But you set the number low. You set the number at 41. So they don't have to be average. Yeah.
So why would the Spurs be better than average?
Because you compare them to the Denvers and the Utahs and
Denver has a massive advantage at altitude. So does Utah. It's almost like you were making my point.
But if I'm a free agent, do I want to go to Denver, Utah, or San Antonio?
You don't want to go to any of them.
Fair enough.
So you just can see.
I don't want to go to Utah or Denver.
Well, listen, you and your religious biases, I'm not interested in. That's a joke. That's Steve Fezzik. I'm RJ Bell. Fez's religion is green money.
Yep.
I mean, really. I mean, this is a man. We're thinking of doing like a most interesting man in the world type spoof commercial. And we've got him on tape now saying, and even better for my under pick in this preseason game, lightning is expected in the second quarter or second half. Ha ha ha. I mean, what kind of mind does it take to celebrate possibly deadly weather because your total in a preseason game increases by 3% chance of winning? That's Steve Fezzik. It's all about money.
Guilty.
Is there any tight... Let's say there was a, this is interesting. Let's say there was a country associated with terrorism, whereas just known as a borderline state sponsor of terrorism, but somehow they're in, let's say, the FIFA World Cup or whatever. I don't think FIFA really makes those assessments, right? So would you like, if you thought it was a great bet, would you bet the terrorist sponsoring state with any, would there be any apprehension?
None.
And the funny thing is, he's 100% serious. Steve Fezzik, I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So what we know is this. The Gruden hire is a success already. They could go 0-16 this year. It won't affect them getting to Vegas, and it won't affect the excitement. Because if anything... And let's give credit to the Sixers for this. Somehow losing in the most horrible, extreme fashion over a season or more, that is actually hip now. It's the process.
Yep.
Just today on The Ringer, the Browns, there's an article about, oh, the Browns actually brought the process to the NFL, and oh, it works. Just like it effectively works for the Sixers. I mean, the Sixers are what? One of the six best teams?
Yes.
For as long as, you know, they keep their core together? So anyone that questions that the process worked, well, you got 30 teams. They were one of the worst teams. If anything, there'd be a negative expectation that, oh, if his team's been so bad for so long, we wouldn't expect them to be extra good other than draft choices. They said, let's go all in with draft choices, the Sixers. And now we got one of the six best teams. And it probably went as poorly as it could. They could have hit on just one more of their draft yeah. choices. I mean, listen, Hanke, obviously, brilliant guy. I think what got him in trouble was that that trust the process became so well branded that there was a backlash against it. If it would have been a little less out there, but just enough to keep it, he wanted it out there because he wanted people to be able to understand what he was doing so he wouldn't be held accountable. But the Browns have done the same thing. So the Raiders go 0-16? I don't think they're going to. In fact, what's the season win right now?
Six.
And starting with Hard Knocks, what was it?
Six.
So no adjustment.
Zero.
And if you had to bet that, Fez, what would you bet?
I'd go under.
And what's the thinking?
The thinking is the schedule is so darn difficult with...
So you're back to this idea that they have two preseason games on the road.
Three in a row.
Three straight,
yep.
And then somehow that's going to be this gigantic thing early in the year.
No, they've got six straight weeks they're away from home starting September 15th.
Okay, so is that counting the preseason or
no? No.
So three in a row, then they're home 1 week?
Home 2 weeks.
Okay, so they've recovered from that strenuous preseason.
Then they're away for six more weeks.
So 6 weeks, and that includes London?
Yes.
Okay, but really that's going to affect that team mostly in the fourth and fifth, you know, the final two games, wouldn't you say? Maybe three.
Well, yes, but I do think there would be some lingering problems from all the preseason travel. It's not optimal.
Hold on a second. I mean, you got Jonas laughing. You're telling me that if you have 3 weeks to travel in the preseason, I agree with you 100% here. Even if the starters aren't playing, the very act of traveling is we've all gone places, and you know, jet lag. There's a human reaction to flying, so I agree with that. But if you have 2 weeks to recover, right? Effectively, you got like 19 days before you travel again, right?
Right.
You've probably got over it. If you're 22 years old,
it just hurts.
In a world class,
I agree.
It hurts you, because so if you try to play kickball right now, you'd be out of tomorrow's show, right?
Probably so.
Exactly. So you're saying there's like three games, that fourth, fifth, and sixth game out, in which let's call it what, a 2-point adjustment
yes.
per game, and that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a net 6 points in the season that this travel inside of yours has given us. And how much is 6 points worth when it comes to wins?
That's worth like 1/5 of a win.
0.2. So your main handicap is that 0.2.
Well, and the fact they got to play all five of their opponents on the road are forecast to be winning teams. Are
well,
they really?
If anything, that actually is a good thing if you're betting the Raiders. Because think about it. If you're a bad team to start with, you want to get, ideally, if I said, okay, you've got 16 games, I can make it where the eight worst teams play you at home. My thinking is I'm not winning the road games anyway. Bring those worst games at home. Let me be favored by four, right? So they're not supposed to. How many road games are you supposed to win when you're over under six?
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Speaking of Belichick, we're going to get back to the Raiders. I tweeted this out at RJ in Vegas. If Belichick had had two careers, we'll call it Belichick number one and Belichick number two. Okay? You following, Fez?
I am.
Okay. Tell me if you get confused at any point.
Belly one, belly two.
Now, what does that even mean?
They just put a nickname on him.
Belichick number one, this is the playoff active wins. So coaches, number of playoff wins. Belichick number one has 16 wins. Belichick number two has 15 wins. And Andy Reid has 12. Harbaugh and Carroll have 10. So both Belichicks would be 1 and 2. Super Bowl wins, Belichick number 1, 3. Belichick number 2, 3. at six, and there's six active coaches tied with one. So, I don't know. If I was looking at a stock, I'd want to be buying some Belichick. Yeah. In the preseason, though, I'd be looking to buy Gruden. Now, here's a trend we gave you guys before the first kickoff, and it's been sweet, no doubt about it. We had four coaches that had more than five net wins above 500, so plus five or more. And we had two coaches that were more than minus five. So really good, really bad. So my thinking was, maybe we play the good ones and fade the bad ones. Now, people might say, RJ, that's too obvious. No doubt. And usually being contrarian is the right way to go, especially in the NFL where the public has so much betting. But in the preseason, I believe the market historically, and I've been betting preseason heavy. I mean, back in the day, it was some of my biggest bets because I wasn't betting an amount. I had to worry about limits. So I'd bet eight, you know, when I was betting 300 a game, and the funny thing is like it was like 16 or 17, I was betting 300 a game. I'd bet 800 in the preseason because back in the day, pre-internet, I mean, this would have been early 90s, you know, late 80s. It was easy pickings. Brad, you worked for Phil Steele for, what, 7 years?
Yep.
Before the internet really took off, his preseason stuff was outstanding. He was moving markets. If all you did was bet his stuff, you would have did amazingly well.
Yep.
So now it's not as easy, but I think even now the marketplace undervalues the coach's desire to win. And the Raiders are on that list. So first of all, let's tick it off, or Gruden specifically. Let's tick off the four coaches that we want to bet on.
Baltimore, Harbaugh, Oakland, Gruden, Seattle, Carroll, Minnesota, Zimmer.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying playing blind, all right? I'm saying don't play against them. The two that we want to play against.
Atlanta, Quinn, Dallas, Garrett.
You know, tomorrow, let's get into Quinn. We started talking about this a little bit. Quinn's being considered now because there's been major line moves on these, right? Or some of these, for sure.
Yes.
And there's been a move betting against Quinn. And to me, Quinn started out his career not. Usually we're looking at the, or in fact, we're always looking at the C or the career long numbers. But Quinn started fine and he transitioned to being horrible. And to me, some of that might be small sample size. Some of it might be, oh, it's a streak, but how do we just disregard those first? So do you remember the numbers?
Yeah, 5-3 straight up, 4-4 against the spread for Quinn first 2 years.
Yeah. And you might say 4-4 is not great, but it isn't what it's been since, which is
0-11 straight up and against the spread.
So 11 straight losses against the spread, if it starts a career, that is not a small sample size. That's serious. That's over what? If I was 2001, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just randomly flipping a coin, getting 11 in a row. So, but if you start out 4-4, it's 11 in a row, but there's something else to consider. And now that the market seems to be so wanting to fade Quinn, maybe there's value going the other way. I'm pretty stubborn. If I think there's a 53% chance I'm going to be right, but it's like a hero bet, you know me. I like a little Hollywood. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.